packages for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The matter has yet to be resolved. Former Democrat U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. Graham, who also served as Florida's governor for two terms, was 87 years old. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points, the Nasdaq down 2 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall reveals more about a bombing suspect who's accused of leaving an explosive device filled with nails and metal shrapnel near the AG's office in Montgomery. That bomb was detonated in the early morning hours. However, no one was hurt. Marshall spoke on Newsmax about Kyle Douglas Calvert of Irondale, who was recently arrested.
He is an individual on social media who's proclaimed his allegiance to Antifa, that believes very strongly in using aggressive behavior and violent behavior to go against a government that he doesn't support. And he's also somebody that has stated very strong beliefs against conservatives, about those in the pro-life movement, and definitely against the church. And there's very little doubt in my mind that the placement of that device was intentional at our office, and particularly knowing the positions that I take and the issues that I'm directly involved with, was trying to send a message to dissuade us from being involved in those issues that matter to the people of Alabama, and I think correctly positioned ourselves on behalf of the people of the nation.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The identity of skeletal remains that were found in January are that of Nicholas Turley of Talladega County. The remains were found at the Talladega National Forest. An investigation into cause of death continues, but is not believed to be foul play. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Cats are wild animals. They're cute as wild animals. They're just not cute inside.
You know what? You know when they're
cute?
And
they're stinky.
They stink, mm-hmm. which is why my cat is outside.
Mm-hmm. How much longer until the dog does away with one?
Well, Piper is old for a bull mastiff. Mm-hmm. She's about to bite it.
She's getting tired of it.
And she and Scar kind of get a little tiffy-tiff. And I told Chris last week, I'm not going to be surprised.
You come home and
if something happens.
Scar is.
Cats are cute when they're little. Mm-hmm. If only they could stay little.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
stay
little.
No, my neighbors have a cat that follows you around like a dog. Now, I like that cat. Because it basically acts like a dog.
I've also noticed something else cats do often.
What's that?
What?
They vomit.
They do vomit. It is disgusting.
They've caused themselves to do it, too. Yeah. So that shows you how smart cats are.
If a human did that, they would live long. I mean, how do these cats... I never realized how much Martha did around the house, but my goodness, these cats, you know...
I'm sorry. I need to back up.
It's disgusting.
You just said you didn't know how much Martha did around the house. Yeah. Do you realize how many more women were added to your fan club?
Great. That's always good.
Now that you acknowledge it, good job, Sky.
Man.
But that's why, is Martha why you have cats, though? They're her cats?
Pretty much. Well, they're not. They're our cats.
wait. All the bonus points I got.
But no, I probably wouldn't, tell you the truth.
There you go.
But they're also... Let me take away a few fan club members here. They're also on double secret probation, all three of them, right?
The cats now. Are?
Yeah. Are they? Okay.
Look at me funny.
Mm. So you're saying that Martha could come home in a couple of days or weeks and...
Cat ran away?
Exactly what I was going with. I don't know. The cats got out and they never came back. They ran away.
They ruin stuff very quickly.
Yeah.
They do.
I hate to acknowledge that, which is, again, why my
cat's
outside. Well,
your cat is the daughter or son of a crazy cat already. So, genetically...
Sometimes Chris looks at the cat and gets PTSD and then we realize, oh, yeah, it's her daughter. She's pretty good. She kills crap. Uh-huh. That's why she's outside.
That's the only reason she's there.
Yep.
Hey, real quick before we get to Red Top, because Red Top will want real news. The Hill, the very esteemed observer of all things federal government, has made sure we know some things from the Trump trial, one of the boondoggle trials.
Oh, yes.
Trump had just looked at something on a cell phone before handing it to his attorney during his hush money trial. That's what the Hill reporters made sure that we knew. Trump looked at something on his phone.
Looked at his phone.
And then he handed the phone to his attorney.
And this is in the trial where two dead charges were made to become alive, and we're reporting not about the five liberal jurors, but the fact that Trump looked at his phone.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to say hush money trial as many times as we possibly can.
Should we kind of say it a little more like hush money trial? Like
no, it's like hush. Yes, it would disgust.
Like disdain.
Hush money.
Okay.
Money.
All right, I got it.
Trial.
Okay, thank you for correcting me.
I'm predicting he will be found guilty. Because the jury, you cannot win.
This
judge is making sure that Trump loses this thing. And then they'll go, see, he's guilty. He's been found guilty. Mm. Oh, some cans need to be opened. And then some need to be whipped. Let's go to Red Top, who is an expert on Hotlanta. Red Top, welcome to the program.
I'm a lot more of an expert than you think. Eric the Dog was talking about the club, the Masquerade.
Yes.
My band, Bosch, played there three times.
Really?
Huge concert club. It had three bars in it, Heaven, Hell, and Purgatory.
That's what he said.
Disco.
That probably is appropriate. Okay.
Now, it was called the Excelsior Mill, a huge thread mill right in between North Avenue and Pont de Leon in Atlanta. And the way you got the timbers on the floor of the top floor, Scott, were like 16 inches wide and 8 inches thick. This is the toughest damn building you ever seen in your life. And to get the band up to the top floor, they had an old freight elevator that was wooden that would drop out of the middle of the floor behind the stage, and you would ride up this old wooden thing with chains pulling it up with about 2,000 pounds of equipment.
That's awesome.
No, it's not awesome, damn it. You ride off that old rickety elevator with 2,000 pounds of your stuff, and you ain't going to feel comfortable.
You didn't think, hey, look, they overbuilt the warehouse structure. They probably overbuilt the, y'all probably were nothing for that freight elevator.
Let me tell you, Scott, I rode on the damn thing, and I was scared. I go up 40-foot ladders all the time. I don't want to ever do that again. nor do I want my equipment going up the damn thing. But we played in Heaven at the Masquerade. We're the first of three bands in a concert. And on the night, the first Gulf War started.
Really?
Wow.
Absolutely. And this is even more ironic. The first song we played was a song we wrote for the album, The Drama of Man album. And it was named Carmageddon.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
And it is really entertaining. In fact, Sky, I'm going to have a copy of this coming from Atlanta soon for you to hear. The Drama of Man album is fantastic.
When did that come out?
We played again. When did it come out?
When?
First Gulf War, 88.
Okay. 88, okay.
So, whenever the first Gulf War was 91, wasn't it?
Sounds right, because that was Big Daddy Bush. Right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Another dumbass. So, anyway, but then we got to play in Purgatory three sets a night for a whole week because Bosch was the perfect band for Purgatory. And by the way, they had a big old pipe organ in there, and it used to be where they would give pipe organ concerts. So,
where was Masquerade located?
Was located on North Avenue. Right there, as you go under the old railroad trestle on Ponce de Leon, one block over, it was as big as the biggest Lowe's you've ever seen. It was massive.
Is it not there anymore, Red Top?
I doubt it. Property's too valuable for that.
I got you.
And so,
Red Top, you know how you're always mad? I want to tell you when the Gulf War started. You know how I get all my stuff off Google while you're talking. August the 2nd. 1990.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. And it was hot as hell in there. So that's why. Not only is it hot as hell.
Hell was like two floors below you. I mean, that's why it was hot.
Ain't that the truth? No, it's the 10,000 watts of lights on stage that
you know, you get a damn sunburn playing a concert in these places, I'll tell you. But I got to church. I was music director at the Catholic Church in Carrollton at that time. And so I got to church and I told the parish priest, I said, Father John, I'm going to get to heaven before you are.
That's funny.
And he looked at me, he's an Irish guy, and he goes, well, I don't know. Yeah, this sounds fishy to me. And I told him we were playing in heaven. And the reason why they made me music director, I was already producer of music and played all over Atlanta. And when they saw me walk in the door and they said they wanted to start a teen band, I was the man. I walked out with the keys to the church and we were the best church band you ever heard in your life. But it was so funny telling, I wish I had a picture of the parish priest, Father John's face when I said, I'm getting to heaven before you. And I did. I did serve my time in purgatory too. And that's one thing, you guys, poor old Southern Baptists, it's either all the way down or all the way up for you guys. At least I got me a stepping stone. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Rock on.
Thanks, Red Top. So?
Okay,
that's
pretty cool. That's great. That is awesome.
I would like
awesome.
To just see the building. Because, you know, our international headquarters for this program are in historic buildings as
correct.
Well.
Correct,
and I'm always impressed with those old historic buildings where things happened.
Me too, Scott. And if it's okay, mm-hmm. I just want to jump back into something you said about the hush money trial.
Money.
I don't know if anybody noticed this, but on Citizen Free Press, they have the crowd in Harlem.
Oh, the ones protesting?
Singing the Star Spangled Banner when Trump visited.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
The left may, is this, I'm going to say this wrong, because I don't use this word. Is it rue the day?
Rue. R-U-E.
The left mm-hmm. may rue the day. Mm-hmm. That they let Donald Trump be in New York. They forced Donald Trump to be in New York so many days.
Right. I mean, and sorry, I just dropped my pen. It goes along with what we were saying yesterday. They're so drunk on getting him in trouble that they don't understand that in the throes of anger, they've made massive missteps. So when he goes to visit the bodega that you were talking to me mm-hmm. about, that Alvin Bragg prosecuted the man for murder for defending himself against getting murdered.
Yes.
Trump goes, they are stinking singing the Star Spangled Banner in Harlem, guys. Mm. Harlem.
That is, I'm telling you, things are moving. And if, how do I say this in a way that will only get me in partial trouble? If Black America will realize, hey, look, we are all in this together. Regardless of how history went, we are in this together. We are Americans. This is our country. And if we don't come together, we're going to lose our country. And it's going to be bad for them. It's going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for Americans because it is America that is being washed away through this leftist leadership that's going to bring millions and millions of people from all over the world who have no respect for America, who have no idea what America is. They don't care about what all of our forefathers, no matter what our color is, did, sacrificed, went through, whatever, to have the freest, best country in the world, and it is going to get washed away. But if Black America will figure out we're all on the same team,
right?
We'll save the country, and we will all have a better future. But the alternative is horrible, and it's horrible for all of us. We are in this together.
We are. And I think that if the media would report things like that, even though the polls have shifted dramatically in Trump's favor, mm-hmm. the more they get him, the worse it gets for Biden. But I want to just throw this out. It's a book I just ordered. I want my brothers and sisters of Christ of all colors, who cares? We're all one. Mm-hmm. There's a book called The Color of Law. Okay. It's a forgotten history of how our government segregated America. It's an old book.
It wasn't just the Southern. It wasn't the Southerners' fault.
Scott, I know this is shocking to you.
Uh-huh.
And some people may have just run their cars off the road.
Okay.
But there's an old book, and it is called The Color of Law.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about it from the Just Thinking podcast guys. And I'm going to repeat the subtitle, A Forgotten History of How Our Government Segregated America. So if you want to know the actual history, and if you want to understand that what Scott is saying is true, that we must come together and ignore the divide mm-hmm. that our government put in place, we stand a chance.
If you don't mind, sir, tell us a little about the author of this. This has got to be a right-wing, unreconstructed Southerner, probably Klan member. This has got to be
His name is Richard Rothstein.
Rothstein?
Fellow of the Economic Policy Institute and Emeritus Senior Fellow of the Thurgood Marshall Institute. He lives in California where he's a senior fellow at Berkeley.
Berkeley. And he was affiliated with the NAACP in some way?
Oh, yes, sir.
NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Oh, yeah. Right winger. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. So we were discussing this book that Madam Abs has found, Richard Rothstein's The Color of Law. And I made the slight observation out of my ignorance that it wasn't the Southerners that were doing all, you know, they weren't totally responsible. I thought they were the worst of the worst when it came to segregation, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, just hoping, just because I'm just a Southerner. And then Amy Beth read a sentence from the book. Do you want to read that for me?
I will, sir. Racial segregation in housing was not merely a project of Southerners in the former slaveholding Confederacy. It was a nationwide project of the federal government in the 20th century, designed and implemented by its most liberal leaders.
You don't say. It's almost as if some of us knew that and tried to say it, but no one would listen because we're from the South.
We are from the South. And we believe, we are committed to the lies we believe.
Well, we're buried underneath a mountain of myths and lies and mistruths.
So the reason I found the book at all is because I listened to, you've heard me mention them often, called Just Thinking, Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker. One's in Atlanta, one's out in either Arizona or California. And they are two brilliant Black Americans who are pastors who take on cultural issues, and their recent podcast dealt with Black conservatism, and hint, hint, they drop the word Black because they say, you know, it's funny, if we're serious about this country, we're going to do exactly what Scott said. We're going to unite. Mm-hmm. But they blow through the myths and the lies that we have believed, like being called an Uncle Tom if you are a conservative Black person. Not realizing that when people use that as an epitaph, isn't that how you say it? I don't know, a bad word.
Okay.
Not realizing that Uncle Tom was the hero of the story. It's 3 hours long. It is one of those podcasts you listen to that I'm going back again and listening with a pen in hand. Right. But I drove in my car and wrote while I was listening to them, because this book, they brought it up several times and read passages from it. And so if you want to learn more, I would recommend A, the podcast, and B, I just got the book off Amazon and I'm going to read it. And look, it may offer things to me that really make me mad. But isn't that what we're supposed to do, is to take it all in, digest it, and figure out what sticks? What's the truth?
Right.
What can I learn from?
Yeah, and you sift through and you're like, okay, is this bias? Is not bias? Is this true? Is it not true? Is there more to the story? Is there not more to the story? That's what critical thinkers do. And I will say almost all of us, myself included, weren't really trained that way. I think some of us were pointed that direction and kind of went in that direction. But it's tough because most of us are still from that old time where if it's in a book, it must be true.
Right.
Because that's just kind of the way it works. I don't know mentally why. But we should be able to have these discussions. We should be able to go through this book, other books, and say, okay. But I promise you, a number of the leftists who are all about, oh, we need to talk about the whole history. We need to talk about the whole history. That's probably not in their whole history list.
Correct.
When they say whole history, they mean we want to tell you the things we want you to absorb, and we want your worldview to be affected with what we want.
That's right.
Which is really what education is. But, you know, my worldview, I want my worldview taught. Mostly because I believe that my worldview includes looking at all the different questions and deducting what is true and what's not true. Therefore, my view wins.
Right.
And that's why they're for censorship. That's why they only want their side told. Even though they do all this, no, we want,
they don't mean it.
They just want to turn out good little minions. I'm for everybody having all the facts, lay all the cards on the table, and then, hey, let's come up with the answers.
And if you don't believe us, look no further than Harlem yesterday. And patriotic Americans just singing.
If that was for Joe Biden, it would have been on every cable news network ad nauseum.
Right.
In the last 24 hours or 15 hours, whatever it is. But it's not going to be, because they do not want Americans. Can you imagine on the CNN headline news that's forcibly pumped into, you know, all these fast food restaurants, which I don't know why those people still think they have to have CNN on, and into all these airports and everywhere else, was showing black New Yorkers singing the Star Spangled Banner?
Yes, sir.
Because Trump is there? That would be... And you know why
it's
you can't...
It's not a little crowd, Scott.
And you can't. You know why you can't do that?
That's a big crowd.
Because you... Oh, yeah, that is a big crowd. You don't want people passing out in the airport. They clog up the walkway. They're already, you know, in your way. If CNN played that, thousands of Americans would pass out.
Game over.
Because they just couldn't take it. Karen would just be... Aah! She would... drop her water bottle as she's running for the, you know, golly bum.
This
can
may
you just
be why
imagine?
The you know how important victimhood and identity politics are to the Democratic Party's success. Well, people are beginning to wise up, I think, and this just proves it.
Amen.
That right now they are importing a new permanent underclass.
They are.
It is crucial to their success.
That's right. Imagine a worldview and a political party, and I'm not saying Republicans, I'm saying conservatism, that wants you to be the most free. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, that's all.
Well, and there's also a group of people, and I've heard this before, and I got to get to the phone calls, I know, and thank you for your patience. But I've talked to black Americans. And
you mean not just me?
Not just you.
Okay.
Even though you're black enough.
I'm biracial. I'm black enough. I'm proudly both.
Yes. Who say they still vote for Democrats because there is community pressure. That's one. And number two, they believe they're still helping their people.
Right.
And
that's
the hurdle we've got to overcome.
That's
because the government's policies, which will be outlined in this book, the government doing these things. The government is not here to help the black community.
Absolutely not.
And once they realize that actually helping the black community will be getting the government away from the black community, get the abuser out of the neighborhood, then there'll be a chance for everybody to heal.
Right.
That's what we've got to get to, I think.
Exactly.
Hey, P.I.'s and Ivy's up. Pat wants to defend cats. What?
Yes, Pat.
Sam from Pike County and Randall. Man, we'll go through a bunch of calls in a row on the other side. We'll be back.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is,
This is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's from Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a front on the way, but it's weakening as it gets closer to us, so it looks like a dry forecast. Another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84 today. Mostly cloudy today and tonight. Mild tonight, low 61. Tomorrow's high 86 with a sun and cloud mix. Then the risk of some widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday and Saturday. 88 Friday, 86 for a high on Saturday. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday and much cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't live without you.
Is second. Sorry, we were...
Welcome back in, everybody.
Talking about dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. People have asked, I will repeat it again. Thank you for asking. It's called The Color of Law. The Color of Law. It's a forgotten history of how our government segregated America. And it's by Richard Rothstein. That's the book. The podcast by two amazing thinkers. It's called the Just Thinking Podcast. You name the title. They've probably covered it. On the podcast, here's what I appreciate. They turn pages. They bring receipts. They give you the resources so that you're not just spouting off information. If they say it, it has a source. And as a writer, I very much appreciate that. So I hope that helps, because I want people to understand what really happened. I think, Scott, you probably grew up knowing that LBJ really wreaked havoc on the black family.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I only learned about that 15 years ago. And so I've decided I want to do a deep dive, because I want to understand this more, especially in the American South, mm-hmm. where lies have been exalted to the point of glory. Mm-hmm. And I'm done with it. So I'm on a journey of discovery.
I remember
join
one of the
me.
Times, and we're going to get the phones, where, and Sky will probably agree with this, I ran across a book one time, I don't remember when it was, called The Real Lincoln.
Mm. Ooh.
And it's one of those books where you're like, you read, I started reading part of it, and I was like, holy moly, this can't be.
Oh, it'd be.
And it's one of those where they take some great pains to make sure that, you know, there's references, because they know that people are going to question.
Right.
And I just realized that we're not told everything. No. We're told certain things that are supposed to make us believe certain things. And some of that, as a Southerner, black, white, green, orange, whatever, is to make us be ashamed and subservient and learn to say, my place in the world is to say, yes, sir, Mr. Federal Government, sir. And
that's just the unity right there, is us against the feds, all of us.
Yes, all of us, because they're not out for our best interest. They're out for somebody's best interest. It's not just ours. So let's go to, golly, we've got to take these in order. Let's get an update from P. Eisen Ivy. P. Eisen, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Pat will be up next, then Sam, and then Randy.
Thank you for having me on. I want to talk about me and cousin are up here in New York. you know, he asked a whole lot of supporters to come, and we've got a little booth up here, and we're serving bacon-flavored Spam finger sandwiches and mint julep. And cousin, bless her heart, you know, High Sipper could tell that those seven jurists that got picked are connected with the UAW. That's not looking good for us, y'all. And she served them a specially spiced spam for UAW representatives. It's guaranteed to come from Alabama and never be touched by UAB members, but it may contain authentic parts of actual laid-off Alabama workers sitting at home without compensation, twiddling their single one thumb. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you, P. Eisen. They're always looking out for us. He and his cousin.
I just appreciate them so much.
Now, you know, I've never had a mint julep, but it sounds like it'd go well with Spam sandwiches.
You know what? I'll make you someday.
You bring the juleps, I'll bring the Spam sandwiches.
We'll make mint juleps without the alcohol.
Really? Is it the same?
I don't know. I've never had one.
I don't know. There are days I don't drink, but I feel like I might need to start.
On
some of these days. Let's go to Pat, who for some reason wants to defend cats, and I gave Pat plenty of time to hang up and mend their ways. But Pat, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I did not hang up. I was going to
defend those cats.
Yeah. First of all, to the one of you that said that, you know, cats stink. If you've got a cat that stinks, you need to take it to the vet. There's something wrong with it. Cats do not stink.
That's the litter box
the
I
litter
smell
box,
in
yeah.
the background. It's not the cat itself. I got you.
Well, okay. then get your butt in there and clean the litter box.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate the call.
You know.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
thanks, Pat.
Okay.
I've got a house full of cats, and we've got a lot of litter boxes, and we clean them twice a day.
What kind of litter do you use, Pat? I'm in the market. I need some help.
Sam's used to carry a brand of the Member's Mark, and then they quit carrying it. It was the cheapest stuff you could use, and that's what we used.
I was in
there recently, and they had some on clearance. The stuff was down. It normally was $15 a tub, but it was on clearance for $10 a tub. So I bought four of them. But the other prior to that, we were using not the fresh step with Glade in it.
I knew it. But see, Pat, actually, his wife cleans the litter box, isn't it?
No,
isn't it true?
We have a deal. We have a deal, Sky. I clean him in the morning, she cleans him at night.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I believe you.
And like I said, we currently have 12 cats in our house. Two of them are fosters, so we're hoping to find them a forever home.
That's what I would do too. Try to get rid of those cats, Pat.
I've got a colony of ferals out in my barn, and I've got two dogs. And my dogs are the ones that stink.
they do get real stinky.
I don't know what that one dog of ours rolls in, and they're both mutts, but you know we love them. They're rescue dogs. But she's got that real wiry hair. She's terrier, got a lot of terrier in her. And my dear God, the smell that sticks to her when, I don't know what she rolls in out there in the yard, but, you know, because we don't let her out with the cows and the horses where she can really roll in some good stuff, but, you know.
Right.
But, yes, our cats don't stink. Our dogs do. So.
You got it. Thanks, Pat.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Pat, if I run across a stray cat and it wants to stay with me, I'll bring it to you.
They find me. You don't have to bring them to me. They find me.
Well, they know you. They know you love them, Pat.
They know.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Pat.
That's good.
He's good.
Hey, we're open to all different beliefs.
We are. You know, here's
Pro
the deal.
Cat,
if cats
anti-cat.
Didn't need a litter box, I would let them inside because I genuinely love them. I really do. But I'm to the point in my life where I'm like, I can't.
We just teach them.
I'm not home enough.
On the toilet.
Well, apparently that's the thing. If you watch Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
You know, that's a thing.
Problem
they taught them how to flush the toilet.
Sometimes they lock themselves in, then it's a problem. But
yeah. But
you got to do that. Let's go to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing pretty good. I've got my neti pot broke out. I spent some time doing some yard work yesterday, and I got a head full of dust.
Did you wear a mask, Sam?
No, sir. Mask guy hit me. Yeah, I know better. God, I do.
Yeah, I mean, look, the mask will not help you with the COVID, but it's good for dust.
The one thing
that's why they used to call them dust masks before we decided they were medical instruments.
Oh, yeah, I had a cloud of dust. It was a lot of brown leaves mixed in with it.
Yep,
that's not
a lot of pollen.
I called to chastise you a bit. You know, Scott, every time you say spam, I look up, okay? All this spam, spam, spam. I'm like, what? You know, I use a little empty spam can as my avatar on the internet.
Really?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
Yeah, nice empty can. You drop a rock in it, it rattles around. A lot like somebody's head that I'm thinking of right now. Hey, I do appreciate the classy show, and this is it. All right, here we go. While I'm mumbling, I'm very proud of Amy Beth and the family. But the whole beaver pond thing has just got me excited for them because it is a family building exercise, and an important part of that will be spam. You'll have, you know, because you're going to be there all day.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can eat it raw right at the can, or you can just, you know, heat it up there on the old truck tailgate, and it's delicious.
I'll keep you guys posted, you know, the first time I try it.
Yes, ma'am.
When I wear my snake boots and I go to help the dudes.
Oh, well, remember, you know. Next piece of equipment, it's not quite ready, but you're going to need a very good hat for working around the pond.
I already have one. Thank you for the reminder, though.
Culturally appropriate and get a giant sombrero.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm going to do.
The biting flies go for your head first. So
we're going to kill all those. Sam, I appreciate you, brother. We'll be back. Randall will be up.
See
how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PG020314, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Summertime and the living is easy, babe. Have a nice trip during your beach vacation or mountain vacation, but it needs to start with a checkup on your vehicle from Woodham's Southside Firestone. You see, they check everything. Oil, they check the air conditioner, they check the wipers, they check everything that can be checked, so you'll have a nice and safe trip. There's nothing worse than all fired up about going to your destination and then all of a sudden, right beside the road, everybody else is going beside you. Stop by Woodham's Firestone. They'll give it a complete checkup and let you know if you need anything. That is one of the best feelings in the world. Woodham's Southside Firestone. They're right there on 231, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. I've been going there for 43 years, and I am a happy camper. As a matter of fact, they saved me $2,100 the other day. You stop by there before you make that trip at Woodham's Southside Firestone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It means nothing. We got to take it. No, we don't have to take a break. We're back. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. We got to make it quick. We got a first-time caller about cats.
Yeah, you can go there. I mean,
you want me to hold you over, Randall?
Yeah, because Al needs to know what's about to happen, and I don't want it to happen to her what has happened to Al, but with this, what she's doing with this color of law.
Okay.
Yeah, so Abs is going to be out voluntarily next week and never come back, too.
She'd be first up.
So. Oh, well, let's go to Tammy. I got it at the bottom on the list. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. How are you enjoying listening to you?
Well, we're glad you did.
Thank you. I want to come about the cat. I heard you say, Mr. Scott, that the cat flies around, even around like a dog.
That's the one cat that I like, yes.
But you know what? I bet you, Mr. Scott, that cat was raised around the dog. Because I got a cat and had two of them that was raised. I always say that the cat actually raised, the dog actually raised the cat. Mm. And while they were small, they wouldn't go nowhere near nothing but that dog. And I'm like, we used to say, that's kind of weird. I remember when they was coming up, the dog would let them eat and then wouldn't bother their food until after they finished and they were babies.
Wow.
I mean, I used to notice that. I'm like, do you realize that? And the dog, I put the dog food down. Even they'll both eat both bowls, but the dog would let the cat finish eating and then he'll come after they finish eating, even if it was his food.
Really? No way.
So you're telling me, Miss Tammy, are you telling me that the good cat is one that thinks it's a dog?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they take home. I mean, I'm just saying, it's amazing that they take, they can raise, I feel like the dog raised the cat because the mother left when they was really small. They used to try to get up under the dog belly because they thought the dog was their mother. I mean,
wow,
it's crazy. And I want to agree with you guys, what you said about the government. I think the government keep us more divided than together. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the politicians, I think the only time they sit on different sides is when we see them in public. But when they all together, they sit around the same round table.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I think. All right. Ooh. Tammy.
Right
that's
there.
That's what I think. So I'm enjoying the show, and I've been coughing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Miss Tammy.
Oh, man.
Tammy's going to be gone with you and with Al.
We're all going on vacation. You know what? We may be going on a vacation, but I don't really.
Re-education camp.
I don't care.
You don't care. Let's go to Dixter. Dixter, welcome to. We lost somebody. Oh, well. We'll get them back. Who did we lose? Was it Debbie?
Yes, it was. Yes.
Okay, well,
all right, Debbie,
we'll call
calling back. All right, Dixter. Here we go.
Dixter, you're up. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I was talking about a dog, or I got a text about the dog.
Yes, I was seeing if that was you who told me about the Grand Pyrenees.
Yes, I sure am, and they still got the dogs.
Oh.
If you know somebody that needs a good one, I sent you the information, I think. Did you see it?
I did see it. I saw it, and I sent you back that Lady Abs is interested. But you know how women are. She, like, wants a picture.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a picture?
Get one, but it's. I think I've got one, but it's far, far away. There's two of them the last I saw, but I saw one of them this morning, and they're both prettier than three speckled pups in a covered wagon chasing a bear rabbit on the daily double. You know what I'm?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Yes, and perhaps I am.
Their mother is huge. You know what I'm saying? And she's got to where she comes up to me and she'll walk up to me and let me pet her. She loves me to rub her eyes and clean her eyes out. You know, they get that old slimy stuff in them and everything. But I can tell her, I said, you need to go check on your babies. And she'll turn around, walk over and look at
them.
Now that's
good stuff.
That dog is a protector. I was told by other people that they are real protective dogs. And
they are.
They're smarter than you can say, don't you do it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to inform my husband.
They do. When they get sick, they eat a lot now. But they are really good dogs. Well, if I didn't have a wiener that thought he was Barney Five, I would have took that dog in there and gave him a bath in my bathtub. But Sawyer, he'd be having a fit, you know.
I gotcha.
But,